Right, Friday. How are you feeling?
Another Friday.
Another Friday. Oh, God.
So how many weeks are we back from half-term now? Is this the second full week back?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? 2 weeks back. Year 11s are now halfway through their mocks.
Yeah.
They started on Monday, didn't they?
Yeah, started on Monday.
Yeah, and they've got all of next week, just less than halfway through. And it's when you see those year 11s, how shattered they are. Because they are, aren't they? They absolutely shattered.
Can I just say, I'm going to stop this here, I'm absolutely banjacks.
So you shattered yourself, me too.
Yeah. To use,
stinking headache
to use your phrase, what is it you say when you're really tired, you're hanging out of your ass?
You can't say that.
I can, I've said it. I'm not cutting that bit out. I do, I think, I remember coming into teaching, you know, and I remember walking to the staff room and there was an old teacher sat there and he was whinging. And I just looked at him and I was one of these green, naive, eager...
Full of energy.
Yeah, and they were whinging and I just thought, if it's that bad, go and get another job. And actually, I'm exhausted. It's... I don't know whether having the week off hasn't helped.
What week off? Could we have had the week off? I didn't know we could have had a week off.
Half-term.
Oh, okay. Coming back after
half-term. Yeah, coming back after half-term.
I think it does hit you, and particularly for us now, going straight in.
Into mocks.
Into mocks with year 11. We're stressed, and I think that is the right word.
I don't think we're stressed.
Well, no.
You put the pressure on yourself, let's be honest. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm putting the pressure on. I'm feeling it because I'm not seeing the year 11s. Because they're in their mocks.
Yeah.
And I think that's tiring within itself because I'm wanting to then, when I do see them, try and get stuck in. And so we've just had double year 11 now, haven't we, the end of the week. And they weren't all there because some of them were in an exam.
And that's really tough as well, trying to...
tough on them.
Because also you don't want to do another topic because you don't want to advantage one group over another or the students that are in that group.
Well, we planned, hadn't we? Ratio is the big topic next, following the scheme work through. Ratio is what we were going to do.
Yeah.
We'd built it all in for today, and then we had probably about 10, 15 missing from each group, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we had to scrap that and then think very carefully about, actually, they've done paper one this week, which we're currently marking. They've got paper two and three next week. So we did some key calculator skills, didn't we? And some of the basic nitty-gritty stuff that they need to know. Conversions, which we know... from national data is massively
metric conversion. Oh, it's appalling.
Underachieved.
And I'm still surprised at how poor it is nationally, being able to convert between metric measures. I'm not even talking about imperial measures.
Yeah, just the conversions.
But I have to be honest, if we were using the old imperial measures, I don't think I would even have a clue about...
Yeah, that makes it a notch harder again, doesn't it? And
but have you ever asked a kid, a group, I did it with year 9s this week, I said, how heavy are you? And they all shaped their weights out, whether or not I'm allowed to ask that. I wasn't listening, I wasn't making notes of it.
Not recording it.
No. But I said, I'm not asking because I want to know your weight. I said, how tall are you all? And they all told me their weight in stone and pounds, and they all told me their height in feet and inches.
Yes. In fact, it was the question with the... man versus the height of the tree. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And that triggered. I did exactly the same as you. Went round the group after. Not one of them answered in metres. All of them feet and inches.
So I'm looking above your head now. Above our, behind the door, behind his head. He's got a sign.
No one can picture this at all.
Yeah, anyway.
I sat down. There's a door behind me. And at the top of the door, stuck to the wall.
There's a sign that with an arrow pointing it saying about 2 metres high. So.
Just so it's on both of our doors because we've got a door that links into the classroom next door and their exit, and they're constantly seeing that 2 metres is about that reference compared to their height. And I know when we've been out and about, we've shown the photo of that, haven't we? But it's just a nice little thing, and I love displays if they're meaningful and useful, and it causes and gets a little. I've seen some great displays up and around the schools that we've been to.
So how do you explain Einstein in the back of our room?
I can't. He looks nice. And I drew him. That's the point. I drew him. And the kids don't realise, actually, I can draw. I didn't paint him. An old art teacher painted that. But he's travelled now. He's been to 3 schools with me. He's been up on the wall for, what now? Best part of 12
God,
years?
God, must be longer than that.
So it's more now that he's part of me. He follows me. And he looks good.
Year 11 done the mocks. That's all what it feels like we've done. I was really surprised with year 10s. I tweeted about this last night that when you were out on Wednesday, we'd had a discussion about what to teach, and we were doing similarity, and we said, well, let's take it to area and volume. But just working up the scale factors, so go from length scale factor to area scale factor to volume scale factor. And the very last question, and we said, but don't work where you've got to find, you're given the volume scale factor, and then have to go back to length to get area. They were absolutely, so they blew me away, because I thought, I'm never going to get away with being able to work backwards.
Push it to that much,
they were, I mean, brilliant. So I tweeted yesterday saying, I can't believe I underestimated it.
That's good, isn't it, from our point of view? And it reminds us that actually, why not? Why not push it to that next level? Just give it a go.
But they blew me away, so the attends were good.
Yeah, well, we had that whole discussion on Tuesday, didn't we, about where should we take it? So it's nice to know, coming in after the day I'm out and doing some support visits, and then actually these kids have really taken it to the step beyond where we were even planning.
But that was driven from them, because we've got a couple of guys in, and they're going, but what if I was given this? And I was like, I wasn't going to go there. What are you doing asking me about it? And it was like, oh, all right then. So it became a bit of a, oh, go on, then you're forcing me to show you this stuff.
We've got a nice culture, I think, with a couple of the groups, and we're still developing it with others, but they're wanting and...
They want to know more.
Investigative. That's it.
Is that
exactly right, yeah. I hope there's no English teachers. but yeah, they're wanting to delve a little bit further themselves naturally.
Oh, but and there's lots of what if this, what if that, will we ever get?
Which really helps. Look at all this new GCSE about what assumptions have you made. Is it an overestimate or an underestimate? That kind of, if we can get them investigative now, really does help with that type of question that's all
over.
There we
go. This episode's going to be the one where Seeger can't say investigative.
Oh, that's not fair that you just said it off the tongue like that.
We're not cutting that bit out either.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I think we got a bit overtired happiness.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the dark mornings, dark. I know we all whinge about it every year. We don't like it, but I think it does knock me. I'm sure it does.
Should we get one of those lights that with the vitamins D lights?
I do. I think we need something. So I do feel so tired and having to really get myself going just to get the...
there's a bit of a backstory, is that Worcestershire and Warwickshire yesterday got hit by floods. Quite badly in some areas. So some of us got caught in that.
A few hours on the road, which is only a few minutes getting around that. I know Mike, wasn't it? Was that the last one? Meet Mike, our head of department. He got stuck out there for a few hours last night. Happy when he got in.
No.
In fact, your journey back was
on the motorway, but then coming off the motorway. But it was, the adrenaline was, it was horrible. I don't think I felt that physically scared, because I was driving. My husband said, do not go get off the motorway, stay on the motorway, don't go down the country lanes.
So what did you do?
Got off the motorway. Attempted a country lane, and there was other cars coming the other way. Don't go round there, there's 4 foot of water and there's like torrents of it coming down the hill.
It was terrible yesterday.
Oh, it was horrific. It was like it was at one point when I was just got. You get to the point where you start laughing. So I think today I woke up physically exhausted, drained, and not. I just felt a little bit like I've lost my mojo. And I even said earlier, I don't want to do that. And I'm being honest, I don't want to do this.
It's pure tiredness, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like you said, it's not physically tiring sitting in your car driving back.
No, it's
the concentration and then the worry and all of that.
Yeah,
and we've gone completely off the thread here, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Right, we're back. Sorry about that, got interrupted.
Slight interruption.
But we're quite pleased, because we were going off on a tangent.
We were going completely off on
a tangent. Just going off on a tangent.
Again.
What's the date today?
That is Friday the 15th of November.
Do you know what the 15th of November is?
It's Friday before the 16th of November.
Right, can I ask you to think back 7 years ago on the 15th of November, 2000 and whatever year that was.
7 years ago.
2012.
That wasn't about the time we formed.
It was. It's our birthday today.
Oh, is it? Just Matt's birthday.
Just Matt's is 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, 7 years.
Where's that time gone?
And I'll tell you what, I'm a bit...
Jeez.
Are you not aging at all? After I'm being told today that are you his mum? It's not funny.
Oh dear.
No, they said you've got like a mum and daughter. Mum and daughter. Yeah.
That would have been terrible.
No, maybe I would have found that funny. A mum and son relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's 7 years. Sad birthday.
Wow. 7 years. It's just gone ridiculously quick. I remember when we were talking about how can we get stuff together and share and
Well, we were sharing and it just came out of necessity, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
Hey-ho.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. We talked about year 10.
Year 10.
To everything. Yep. Year 11 have done their mocks. What are we doing next with year 11 then? So they're going to finish paper two and three this week or next week. The plan is...
We're going to get the data into the tracking sheet.
And you want to do actual question level...
Data, yeah. So yeah. I'm not a great fan of getting teachers to key in data, I've got to be honest, because I do think, unless it's going to be used meaningfully, and I always think, oh yeah, I get told that they're going to use it for their planning. The reality is I've always keyed data in, or when I've been asked to, and then I never look at it. Mm. So we're going to get the data in.
It's what we're going to use it for that's key, isn't it?
And absolutely. So we're going to, and I've downloaded the spreadsheets from our RAG question level data.
So RAG is what we use on, it's on Just Maths, and it's an alternate exam paper creator. Yeah. We've got the choice to take out the questions they've got 100% on, which we never do, because we love them to have another go at them.
But
anyway.
I actually think for this, because this is going to go out to parents, so I want to email this out to parents.
So that you will email the link out to parents for the alternate papers, which has video solutions to the original and written solutions, and then they've got a brand new practice. It's like a shadowy paper, isn't it? They can practice themselves.
But I think I'd quite like to say these are the questions they didn't get right.
Okay.
Just because I think that at this stage is a focus. I don't think we need more practice.
And if we want mums and dads to have a real hands-on approach to what we want them to practice, the ones that they got wrong is a definite area, isn't it? Yeah. Perfect, yeah. We'll do that after paper three.
Going to key that data in, get that on the spreadsheet. Well, get it on the spreadsheet, get it uploaded and generate the papers, then I'll email out to parents. Mm. And I think we just got to have a discussion about whether or not we send them out paper one now or whether we wait till the end of their mocks. Because we've got to think about what's the right thing for the students, because we don't want to take the focus off.
I don't think their head's in the next step yet, is it? They're in mock mode.
Yeah. And then do we send all three out at the same time, or do we set it up so it sends
gradually? Yeah. That's
one
a discussion
week.
That we
I think we'll have as a department.
Have his apartment, and then future one of these will
talk about how it's gone
and how the kids have bought into it and bring, because we want to see them attempting it as well. So it could be a homework, it could be.
And I think that ticks the homework box for us as well.
Yeah, it's a meaningful homework. It's not for the sake of it, it's done properly. It's all personalised around what they've got wrong and what we want them to practice at home. So it's perfect. Looking forward to that actually. Not the marking of it, but I'm looking forward to actually giving them some meaningful feedback based on their mocks. Because it is how we go forward now. This is it. This is the perfect point to build on where we... Okay, we've got year 10 data. Okay, we've got key stage 2 data. But this is the big one in year 11 that we want to build to the big one at the end of year 11. So looking forward to that little journey.
Just got to get the papers marked and get the data in and...
So with year 10 recently, we've done their assessment. I don't know if we've talked about that, because we've done their first assessment of year 10. They've done their red, amber, green sheet.
Yeah, but they did that themselves.
They colour themselves.
Lots of people will do that. And I know that lots of schools are getting people to key in. I've just said it, keying in their data. Mm. But unless it's being used, it's pointless. Mm. And at this stage, we have to be honest and say that our focus is year 11. In terms of remedial action.
The quick turnaround.
We've got to try to be a bit more proactive and get students taking ownership for it. So if we can get them doing that in year 10, hence the reason why they do their own QLA. Mm-hmm. And that was really well received by the kids.
It was, and considering it's the first time they've done it properly with a full assessment, okay, it was two out of the three papers, but they did it really, really well. And I know we talked about the feedback loop last time, didn't we? But they really had a good go at their oops question. Their comments were meaningful as well, that they give us some feedback, that their gut feeling of how they performed in that test.
For the vast majority, but when it's not, you do bounce it back and say, that's not good enough, or think about it. Because we've got to get them to... It's about passing that ownership back to them, but also realising that we're not just going to strand them and leave them on their own and give them the guidance.
It is about, this is where you're at this particular point. What are we going to do in between now and the next one? And year 10 really bought into that really well. I was really impressed with that. And then we've got year 11s doing their mocks now, and we'll go through that whole loop with those guys as well on where we're building to, and in particular the additional one which we just talked about, which is the alternate exam paper, the creator, the RAG, which we will start now and think about and let you update via this how that goes, I think. But it's
can I go on?
I
am absolutely is that wrong?
It's just tiring.
It is. I want to go home, I want to get a curry, and I don't drink, but I want a glass of wine. And then I want to fall in front of the TV and watch Junior Bake Off at 5 o'clock.
Junior Bake Off, brilliant. Absolutely. Harry Hill, genius. I'm loving it.
I think most, well, it's just...
If you enjoy the Bake Off, tweet and message Mala.
But actually, talking about people, we're going to. We've got our first collaborative network meeting here next week.
Yes, hopefully this can get up, we can get this to five to get up to remind anyone in the local area to get booked on. I think we've got 20-something.
I've got somebody that's emailed me today and said, can you get me booked on?
Brilliant.
Don't email me, I've got enough. But the good news,
you can just go onto the Pearson webpage.
My emails I've got below 1,150 now.
Oh, fantastic, brilliant. What year, does that go back to about 2012?
No, 2017 is before that. I was brilliant at it. We've got people coming in. We've also got people coming in for visits the first couple of weeks in December.
Well, it was supposed to be this week, wasn't it? But we had to delay because we forgot we'd actually got the mocks and the Year 11s were out doing an English exam while we booked that in. So I know we mentioned that last time on this.
So
we'll give you an update on our first visitors of the super
group. First Christmas party at a new school coming up.
It's all that stuff.
You excited?
I am, I want to see everyone.
Christmas jumper.
Nice to get, I've got a couple of those I can dig out. It's just nice to see everyone in a different context. You don't get a chance to chat to everyone, particularly in that first term or so of a new job. So it'll be interesting and looking forward to meeting and chatting to everyone else.
Have we updated everybody that we've got carpet? We were a bit dubious.
Did we mention we didn't have carpet before?
Yeah.
It sounded like we've lost it en route somewhere. We've the room that we use to house the big super groups is a old drama studio, I think. And I think it was Mal when she rocked up this time last year and said, right, I want that room.
I didn't say.
Right, Diva, I'm having that.
It was a case of, if we need to teach 50-odd kids, where are we going to do it? Where's your biggest classroom?
We'll go there. But it had the horrible laminate floor, didn't it? And it wasn't too bad. In fact, we're in here now, so there's a bit of an echo, but not as bad as it was before carpet. And we said to the head teacher, some carpet in here will go a treat to dampen the sound. But also the chairs, when they were scraping on that floor, was horrendous. So, but yeah, we've got carpet. It's been... 2 weeks in this half term, it feels like six already, doesn't it?
Yeah. Shattered, so what's that? 10 weeks in? Is that what have we done? 10 weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks in, and what is it? 5 weeks till Christmas. Mm. So we'll keep people updated how it goes on to this period.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll get some sleep this weekend.
Yeah. Back on it.
Be come back. Have my mojo back on Monday.
That's it.
I think every teacher goes up and down, don't they?
Absolutely.
When it's
absolutely. It is. It's the nature of the job. It wouldn't be. You wouldn't get the highs with it if there wasn't some tired lows.
But it is the only job in the world that. Well, it's not the only job. It's the only job I've ever done where, when you have a particularly bad lesson, you think it reflects on you.
Oh, definitely. But then it's having a great team around you that remind you. Actually, it's not, because it happens to everyone.
And it does.
Tired.
Yeah.
And when you're tired, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Everything in life.
Everything gets.
So let's go and get some sleep.
Yeah, I need to go. I do need to go home. That's me, I'm done. Right, see you next week, mate.
See you later.
Ta-ra.
Bye.